The traffic on 224 was bumper to bumper late in the day. UDOT spokesman John Gleason says pothole repairs in the McPolin Barn area were scheduled to end at 3:30 in the afternoon, but instead they went until 7.
It went longer than we were hoping it would. We really wanted to impact traffic as little as possible, and so that's why we chose the time frame from 9 o'clock in the morning, just after the morning rush. We were hoping to have it done, wrapped up by about 3:30, but once you get in there, these type of jobs, you can peel back the asphalt, and there could be more extensive damage. The repairs are a little bit more extensive, and that's what we saw yesterday.
The road was down to one lane for northbound traffic. UDOT had urged drivers to take an alternate route out of town, but that also had problems.
We also had the alternate route that we were suggesting for people that were leaving Park City. I believe that was 248. And then we had a crash that happened right there at that alternate route. So that kind of backed up things for a little while there, too.
And there may be another backup in 224's future. Gleason says the crews are coming back this spring to do more work.
There were sections out there that were dug up pretty good, and they were laying down new pavement. So we need to get it to, you know, to be in decent enough shape so that we can get through next year. 2018 is when we have the rehabilitation project that's scheduled, and we're working on the scope of that right now. But the whole goal there is to take away some of these issues.
Gleason says that stretch of 224 between Meadows Drive and Canyons Resort Drive is especially challenging when it comes to maintenance because there's a stream that runs underneath the road, and ski resort traffic can make it difficult to plow during winter storms. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.